Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome to the show Rick Lindsay. He is the CEO of X Insurance, and they are making the announcement that our friend of the show, Travis Pastrana, he's going to be joining the X Insurance offshore powerboat racing teams where they are at the Lake of the Ozarks right now. Rick, welcome to the show. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. You're not Zinsurance, you're X Insurance, right?
Yes, X Insurance.
All right, tell us.
I have a podcast called I Hate Insurance. So I know everybody hates insurance, so I'm trying to change the insurance world.
And how are you doing that?
Doing it right. I treat people the way I want to be treated. You know, your policy shouldn't have exclusions and limitations. If they force you to get another policy, like your homeowners, you need flood, that makes lawyers rich. So you do it all or you don't do it.
Now, do the insurance companies look at you as a threat to ruining the, because they say insurance adjusters because they adjust the policy to fit their claim.
Yeah, I mean, I say they re-underwrite it. You know, when you underwrite a home in Malibu or some of the, you know, I do mobile homes, I do $40 million homes, but when you call in the claim, they send out a guy, and I say he re-underwrites it, right? And they tell you that you were underinsured, so you're going to have a penalty. I'm like, why didn't they tell you that when they took your money? Don't take their money unless the guy's going to do it right. So, you know, cheap doesn't end up being cheaper in the long run after a claim.
I remember in college, I was going to ride some quads, some ATV, and my dad said, be careful, the insurance companies won't even insurance because they are always flipping backwards. But that's where X Insurance goes. You guys will insure the uninsurable?
Yeah, I mean, I started in 1985 insuring helicopter ski guides and rafting companies and skating rinks because they were told they were uninsurable. Motocross tracks, too. So here we are, you know, 43 years later, and motocross tracks, again, are uninsurable. I've probably written, I don't know, 100, 200 in the last 60 days. And, you know, you need a plan. You need a partner. You don't need a policy that if you call, and I tell people, I'm like, you know you got fake insurance. And they go, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you're afraid to report your claims. And it's like, yeah, because they'll cancel me or increase my rate. And that means you know you have fake insurance.
Yeah, it is a losing proposition. You have to have it, but you're right. I make a claim on this fender bender, and they're going to double my policy, right?
Yeah. No, I can tell you thousands and thousands of, you know, not fender benders, serious accidents where people are injured, and the litigation is machines going to come after you. But you don't have to pay. I've been winning lawsuits for 40 years that lawyers tell me I can't win. And if you can't win lawsuits, then, you know, basically you're not building a business. It's like the bully on the playground. He will take your lunch money every day. So, you know, you have to have an offense. If you're building a business, hopefully you can avoid these serious accidents. But, you know, I do a lot of trucking companies, and sadly a kid lost his leg. But it was his fault 100%. The lawyers wanted to pay it. I took it to trial in South Florida, and the jury agreed with us. So, you know, whether you like President Trump or not, what he's proven is that at lower courts, you can get the scales of justice tipped by a judge or by a jury. That's why they have appellate courts. And, you know, when you're right, you don't give up. You don't give your future away because you're afraid. You never negotiate from a position of fear. That's a losing game. You know, the way to do it is if you're at fault, pay quick. You just pay them and it's over. It's kind of like a good divorce, right? But most people can't get divorced that way either. They got to pay lawyers big piles of money, and then they split their stuff and they look back and think, well, that was stupid. Yeah, because you didn't have a plan.
Now, to say you're an adrenaline junkie, that's kind of a catchphrase, but how would you describe yourself with the activities you get up to?
Well, again, you know, I started insuring helicopter ski guides, got into helicopters, started flying around, flying for 30 years, and, you know, I got offered to fly to boat races, and people, you know, can say whatever they want, but I take risks, and Basically, when you're driving a race car or you're driving a race boat or you're flying a helicopter, you can be really, really safe and still have a lot of fun. And, not many people get to fly the boat races. Of course, I donate the helicopter in my time. And I do see, power boat racing as the sport of the future, because it kind of goes back to the grassroots of when professional athletes played because they loved the sport, right? With Black Lives Matter and football players kneeling during the national anthem and stuff, I lost interest in professional sports. And, so boat racing, people do it because they love it. They spend their own money. They travel around the country, and it's a group of great guys. Because of the cocaine cowboys stories back in the 90s, it went away. And, we're trying to bring it back. We got the race coming up in Chicago next week. I'm at Lake of the Ozarks this week for the shootout. And then we have a Triple Crown starting in Chicago, and then Clearwater, and then the World Championships in Key West coming up in November. So that'll finish up this year, and we're looking forward to even more races next year.
If you could, because I'm a bit of a neophyte, is it the kind of thing, different disciplines, whereas kind of like barrel racing, you go out, turn around, and come back? Or is it the kind of thing where you're in the salt flats and then like some of these, the boat disintegrates because it's been going 250 miles per hour? What kind of racing do you do, and how perilous is it?
So the boat class one, class in the World Power Boat Racing Association do normally a 5 to a 6 mile lap. And so, you got two big straightaways, maybe one chicane, and then two big corners. All the small boats, the open canopy boats, the 700, 500, 400 class, they run the same course. They just do fewer laps, and they have speed limits. If you go over the speed limit, you get DQ'd. Because some of the smaller boats can go 100, but if you go over 60, they DQ you. So the Pro Class 1 boats, the big boats with the two 1100s, there's no speed limit. They go 160. And, my North boat 2 years ago flipped in Key West. And, when they flip, they're trashed. And we rebuild it, and it's come back better. And then last year, I bought a Victory, so I have an MTI and a Victory that race against each other. One's a rust orange boat. We call that X Insurance South, with Bill and Britt Lilly driving it. And then the North boat is green, and I got Nick Buse, who owns Statement Marine, and J.J. Turk from Cocoa Beach, that are the drivers of the North boat. And they've only driven it like 3 times, so they're still learning. Bill and Britt have been driving Cats forever, and they won both races last week in the boat, so we're pretty happy. And I just want everybody to be safe, number one. Winning is, important, but it's not more than their safety.
How do you, I guess I can understand how these boats get airborne because of the shape of the hull and the fact that, on the street, you're not going to have the street heave up and throw you upward like a wave will. But is that kind of like the number one thing, is just trying not to be turn yourself into a plane?
Yeah, the Cats actually fly. And, my son Parker does the filming. And we have some video where we mounted a GoPro on the back underneath the deck. And, the boat is actually flying. The only thing in the water is the propeller. And so, it packs the air between the two sponsons down the middle of the Cat. And we flipped because a boat got really close to us, and you can go online and watch it. But once the air, disappears between the two boats, you are going to take off. Because it thinks it's one big boat. Both boats lifted up, and the other one is heavier. So ours blew over, theirs did not. But again, it's water, I think, makes it different, right? You got current, you got waves, you got weather conditions, and wind, obviously. And in Key West, when we flipped, the wind was coming right down the channel there, and then the other boat, you know, and us got really close. They may have touched, but either way, you can see them lift off once the air isn't packed between the two boats anymore. It becomes one boat, and it just took off. Lipped over once. It was similar. The one that happened at Lake Havasu, which was a shootout, similar to what I'm here at Lake of the Ozarks for, there was no other boat next to them. They were doing 200-plus, and they just took off, and the thing floated like a feather through the air. It was pretty amazing video.
Last question for you. Travis Pastrana, as we mentioned, is going to join up with you guys at X Insurance, and he made a name for himself as a kid here in San Francisco at the X Games. He rode his motorcycle. He jumped it into the bay, and they actually fined him. But I've seen the Nitro Circus in person, and I've seen the video of him jump out of a plane with no chute and not a care in the world. He's got a smile on his face like James Bond. Someone just hands him a chute. So there's no one that's more, let's say, adventurous. So what's Travis going to do for you?
Well, again, like we talked about earlier, you know, everybody thinks Travis is crazy, but he has a plan, right? It doesn't always work out, but he's got a plan, and he's done a lot of amazing things. I flew with Travis and Ken Block out at the Utah Salt Flats in the first helicopter I owned, and Ken's drifting his Subaru, and Travis is wheeling, and I'm flying right next to him. That was probably 30 years ago. So, you know, a lot of these guys I've known over the years, just from contact, and recently kind of teamed up with Travis. And, you know, he wants to race the world championships in Key West. So he's joined the team. We're going to try and do some other things with all three boats. I have a turbine jet boat that's here at Lake of the Ozarks. We're going to attempt to beat the world record dam to dam run here this week with Nick and JJ. But, you know, Travis has been in the boat. He knows Britt Lilly, who's the driver of the South boat, who won both races last week. They've been friends forever, live in the same town. So I think it's our history and just the fact that we've known each other, and we're looking for ways to, you know, get the sport out there in front of more eyes. It's a difficult sport because it's not like NASCAR or the other stuff Travis does, where you can get 20,000 fans in an arena or a site. You know, the boat racing, the helicopter is the best view. So we're looking forward to Travis coming on board and doing some stuff this year, and hoping to have him, you know, start racing with us next year.
It's Rick Lindsay with X Insurance. Find out more at xinsurance.com. That's letter xinsurance.com. Rick, thanks for being on the show, man.
You bet. Thanks for having me. Have a great day.